I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to add this on Valentine's Day, because I'm not the same woman I was 13 years ago. And I will speak the truth, and I will defend myself. I'm just going to say this. Anybody ever claims you as a dependent without your knowledge, with you not even knowing, because your Social Security number per IRS legal department, that is your identification number. That's how it works in the United States. And they take anyone using that behind your back without your knowledge and doing anything they want, including using it for tax purposes, extremely, as they said, extremely serious. And no one, as they said, is above the law. So they have to do a full investigation to figure out what's going on. And let's just face it. Anyone that claimed me as dependents, well, it's clear, it's flagged. Okay? Anyone who sits there and tries to hold on to any excuse is insane. That's all I got to say. It's absolutely insane. I don't know what else to say. I don't understand why anyone, when things like this happen, don't just come forward and start being honest. When you omit the truth and you lie and evade and avoid, is in life, it just gets you into more, I mean, it makes matters worse. It makes matters worse. It makes absolutely no sense to anyone. It's not surprising. This is not anything normal or the first time around. This is disturbing. I'm not dead yet. Okay? I'm not dead. If anybody wants to claim me when I'm dead and gone, go for it. You'll be dealing with the IRS again too at that point. But I'm going to say this again. Just as the IRS legal department asked me, some questions. 2023, ma'am, did you have anyone living you that was hired as a caregiver? No. As a nurse assistant? No. Was any relative, friend, spouse, blah, 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 anyone hired and paid as a caregiver? No. Nurse aide? No, no. This is because I'm on disability, federal disability. Every disability case is entered differently and considered and taken differently. No disability case is the same. I went to revision last year because they realized the disability started right as I was born. Because medical records they didn't have the first time around with the judiciary judge surfaced. They're transferring paper to electronical systems with the medical records. So revision happened. All right? Remember, folks, I didn't want to go on disability. I kept working. Because I always felt, and I've always heard bad things from people that were on disability, of how they were treated less of, how people treated and viewed them as less of, how people took advantage of them. And it's the damn truth. It's the truth. This is why I didn't want to go on disability. I just kept working. But then I was told I'd become a liability and I could lose this doctor's license if I continue. So they started the process without my knowledge. I go into the appointment and they already started the process. This is the truth. Now, my taxes are held up because it's right here again. I'm going to put this screenshot. They cannot, per IRS, we cannot legally tell you the name or names. But we can give you a roundabout idea of who did it and who's claiming as dependent, such as parents, such as sibling, such as ex, such as spouse, such as relative, such as friends, such as if it's somebody that you don't know, and they realize that there's no connection or nothing, you know, no connection at all to you, no matter who, it's going to come up such as unknown. There's so much identity theft and fraud and things going on in the United States now that any time that you are claimed without your knowledge, with not knowing, nobody communicates, nobody's telling you, it gets investigated by IRS. You have paperwork that you fill out, they ask you to fill out, and you have to turn in. That's how it works, and it gets an investigation. That's it. Now, there has never been anything, so help me God, my last dying breath, that I'm saying that's not true. And if anybody's listening, anybody sitting there saying what I'm saying is a lie, you are absolutely out of your damn mind. So I got to say, I'm not the same woman I was 13 years ago. I put up with a lot because I was too busy dealing with my health and dealing with I feel like I had a coat of shields, you know, not one, but multiple, trying to fend off these people. And those people I dealt with for 13 years. And I'll be damned if I'm going to waste good therapy. It's not happening anymore. No, this is ridiculous. Sure the hell don't want to see somebody else dealing with this, but podcast tomorrow to follow. Because I had time when I was in the hospital. Okay? I'm not the only one who's on disability that this has happened to. And that's how disgusting and sickening and crummy as hell. It takes a hell of a person to go behind somebody's back and claim them as a dependent without their knowledge, without them even knowing. But I've had things over 13 years that have happened behind my back without my knowledge, without me knowing, and surfaced, not because I asked, is because the universe will bring it to you and deliver it to you in some of the most strange, bizarre ways. And people that have become back into my life, and y'all know what I'm talking about, it's happened every time. And as they said, this is happening again. This is not new. Kim, you're supposed to know. I mean, as you always say, the universe lets you know. Well, it's letting you know. This was supposed for you to know. I strongly believe, and I'll say this on the following podcast tomorrow, if somebody is doing somebody a favor, here, let me have so-and-so do taxes for you. And they went through, as IRS said, there's specific questions and things that you have to go through process. You know, nobody bought me a car last year, meaning the car has to be the title in my name. Makes it your vehicle, ma'am. Okay? Nobody gifted you a car. If they gifted you a car, you would have to have a title in your name. You have no possession of any title that somebody bought you and gifted you last year. Nobody hired anybody to help me out as a nurse aide. You know, this is ridiculous. It's disgusting. It is the lowest crumb on the face of the earth for anybody to ever do this stuff. It's absolutely disgusting. We start viewing people and putting dollar signs on their head like they're dead already. It's disgusting. There's absolutely, as the therapist said, there's absolutely no value. The same people have no value for you, Kim, as a human being. They have no value for your health. They don't value your life. And I promise you, you're not the first one, and you're not the only one. The truth. Anybody who thinks that that screenshot right here, I mean, to think that a system connected to your taxes with the IRS, that anybody is going to sit there and be able to, you're out of your mind. It's all fact. I'm going to tell you about narcissistic behavior. A narcissistic person will never, ever admit to anything they will omit and evade and avoid, but they will never admit to what they've done. They will lie, find any little string to use as an excuse. Oh, but it doesn't say my name. Oh, it doesn't have my name on it. No, because legally, per the legal department of IRS, we cannot say the name. But we have to let you know in a roundabout way of who has your identification, your personal identification with Social Security number, and used it to claim you as a dependent. And now the system's locked down and you can't claim yourself, ma'am, or nobody else can. And you can't finish your taxes and neither can Eric because somebody already claimed you as a dependent. Screenshot here. I'm going to keep talking about this. I'm going to keep talking about this till it's done because this is not okay. This is not okay. You don't add on stress to people that are already dealing with stuff with their health. When they're trying to continue living the best life they can, and you intentionally cause nothing but drama, stress, and trouble, and problems. And if you connect with anyone that's causing you nothing but problems and getting you nothing but trouble, and you continue hanging around, no matter how they're connected or who, how you know who, what, where, how, they're going to get you in trouble. But sometimes people have to learn it the hard way. You know, but you don't mess with the IRS. And everybody knows, fraud is a big thing. Fraud is a big thing with the IRS when it comes to your taxes, period. Now, this is not made up. This isn't make-believe. And anybody who sits there is running around saying that, and you listen to that, then you know what? That's cuckoo. That's crazy. That's not, I mean, that's just nuts. But to do that to anyone behind their back is the lowest form of a low life, and lowest crumb, and absolutely sickening and disgusting and creepy, and just there's no words for it. I don't have enough words to explain. And I'll tell you what, friends of mine have a lot of things to say, and they are just absolutely, as they said, this just, you can't get any lower than that, Kim. You know, that's not okay. You know, there's also write-offs and things that you have. You know, I have things with my insurance, health insurance. There's things I have to write off. There's, you know, parts of the tax, you know, laws and statutes and things, as they said, that applied to you from last year, because the law and the breaks, tax breaks and everything always change. And ma'am, you can't do it right now because we have to have yours and Eric's mailed in because somebody already claimed you as a pendant. What's going to happen out of it? I don't know. I'm not the IRS and I'm not the legal department with IRS. So all I was going to say is this isn't my problem. There's no way in hell I do this to anybody. I sure the hell wouldn't lie about it. If somebody's going to call me or question me, I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't find any little exit that yet you can. Oh, because it doesn't have my name. That's a narcissistic move right there, folks. That's called gaslighting. I'm going to tell you again what gaslighting is. I wouldn't waste so many years of therapy for no good reason. That's crazy itself. Okay? I've learned way too much. I analyze and watch everyone, no matter what you say and what you do. And if it don't feel right, I'm not going to say anything in response. I'm just going to sit back and analyze it. Then I'm going to say something. And it's going to be logical in fact. Anybody who gets caught that is narcissistic and they are caught in something that they're doing to you, damaging, hurtful, whatever, this tax stuff, if somebody's narcissistic and they get caught or they even get questioned, they're going to get defensive. They're going to get angry. They're going to get mad. They're going to jump your you-know-what. On a basic question, that's guilt. As IRS said, anyone if you question, when we asked you to call anyone you knew and anyone who got mad, is suspicious to them. And that's with anything in life. If you're not guilty about something, your mindset that comes out of how you speak and talk is not going to be one of jumping someone that is in a situation where they literally had their social security number uses somebody else's taxes to get tax breaks and write off, uses a dependent. But if somebody has that happen, it has that happens to you, you have a right to be angry, mad, whatever, frustrated. You're allowed to feel whatever you want. That's your right because that's your identification. That's your social security number. That is your, as they said, that's your personal identification number. And the IRS takes everything when that comes to that very seriously. There's too much stuff going around the world right now. You know? Don't go claiming nobody, folks. Don't go claiming people as dependents. Don't go claiming nobody until you talk to the person or persons that you're getting ready to claim. Don't go doing things in life. I've seen things in 13 years has happened to me that has been sneaky, downright nasty, vindictive, evil as hell, cruel as hell. Judges having my back to protecting me. Stand-in judges, attorneys having my back protecting me because they're not. And they're on the outside looking in, and as they said, it's disturbing. Lie, hide, evade, avoid. Not okay. It's not okay at all. But this one, this is new to me. I've never in my entire life have had anybody ever pull faster and go behind my back and do things. I'm not dead yet, okay? And I might live, outlive you. And if that's the case, it's because of good Lord. I may have to, I won't say struggle, but suffer a hell of a lot. But maybe the good Lord realizes there's a reward out of all that struggling at the end. I don't know what that is. But sometimes you outlive people for good reason. And maybe that's why I'm still alive and fighting, is because maybe I'm supposed to outlive some people. I'll leave that there. But when you do things to me, and it has been over the past 13 years, and it's always when the point where I feel like giving up, because it's a hell of a lot I'm going through to have to constantly struggle every day. And it's harder now than it's ever been. And that's the truth. Well, another hospital specialist called in, literally sat on my bedside, patted me on the back and said, good job. You passed the prognosis of 5 years. You're not 7 years yet. That'll be in April. But good job. Because I know it can't be easy. You're worn out. Good job, though. But this gets harder, ma'am. It's not going to be easy. This is not something that can be fixed. And you know that. I think you know that. Yeah, I know that. So don't go adding on somebody's plate. Don't be vindictive, nasty, evil. Don't go lying behind my back. Don't go hiding things behind my back. Don't get in my business. If I'm not getting your business, don't get in my business. Don't start problems. And by all means, I'm going to say this. Poor IRS said this the best, the legal department. No one, ma'am, is above the law. No one. Period.